Have this stiff drink.
And here it comes. I think the royal family is a waste of time.
Boom!
Yeah, not good like you thought. Bad. Rubbish.
Yeah. Take that, Windsor.
Very false and merely to lull the country into a false sense of security. Don't really know what that means. All the money could help the tramps out on the street. Gandhi couldn't have thought of that, could he? So that is... I was quite obsessed with that idea. I remember when my brother and sister were a bit older than me and they left home. And there were two spare bedrooms in our house. And I kept going on and on to my dad saying, why don't you let homeless people come and live in those spare... My dad was reluctant for some reason to allow drug addicts to come and live in the same house. I don't think there even were any homeless people in Cheddar in Somerset where I grew up. This is another one coming again. I saw you were a bit upset by the last one, so prepare yourself for this. I am anti-war. I think Britain should get rid of all her armies and weapons. It would show the rest of the world we are serious about disarming. We'd do that, wouldn't it? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking we'd get attacked, invaded. Yeah. Yeah, I've thought of that. I'm not an idiot. No one else would invade us, as other countries would intervene. So for that plan to work, everyone else has to keep their weapons, all the other countries. Yeah. They have to have, if anything, slightly more weapons than they would have had.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, you know, make up for our rash decision to get rid of all of ours. But
they'd and it implies a nation that's curiously pious. We've got rid of all our weapons. But France... Hey! Hit him! Hit him!
He's coming for us.
So, having solved the world's problems...
Yeah, well, 1982, 1983 was kind of when the kind of home video... The market exploded, really. It seems that me and my friend spent a lot of time round at my friend Phil's house watching X Certificate. It was the old days of X Certificate movies on his mum's Betamax video. She made that choice. History has judged Mrs. Fry to be an idiot. But some of the films we did watch, I'm ashamed to say, were pornographic films, which I didn't really approve of because I was a feminist even at 14. But, you know, all my friends were watching them, so I had to watch them all of the way through.
Yeah, of course.
But on New Year's Eve, 1982 to 1983, me and my friends, we celebrated the New Year by watching a double bill of pornographic films. And this is my review of the... We saw a double bill of very bad porno films, i.e. badly filmed and edited. It's good. I was concerned mainly with the production values, and that is that's important. The porno films were getting a bit boring. With any excuse to have sex taken up. Now I want them to be realistically plotted, which, if it's realistic to my life, means no one in them having sex for about 6 more years.
So you were almost a bit of a teenage prude. You know, almost any excuse to have sex taken up, because you're watching a porn film. If you want to watch a film that doesn't have that, what you want is a... film. And how sad was it that the top ticket in Cheddar for New Year's Eve was a double bill of porn films?
We were 14. I don't know how we got away with this. It's incredible.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but I've normally found one porn film enough. But going back through your diaries, you said at the beginning you're sort of concerned that you'd always viewed yourself as this sweet-eyed innocent.
Yeah.
But you see there's a darker edge to you. So far, it doesn't really sound like there's anything in these.
Yeah, well, there are some quite strange ones that you come across, and if this was taken out of context, I think you might think I was about to go and shoot everyone at my school. I think it's just... I think you need to know... It's good to have the context. That was mainly quite nice, but you can see I was angry because it sort of starts really big capital letters and then I sort of slightly calm down as it goes down. But it starts off with a word that we can't say... on Radio 4, a very F-off world, it says, and then, go on, bugger off. You all hate me, and gradually I'm beginning to hate all you. I don't like any of my so-called friends. My family doesn't understand me. They don't listen to anything I say, and they call me childish, and then they wonder why I get violent. But then, if only they knew the half of it. Then it says, I could have smashed my sister's head in today until she lay dead on the floor. My mum is pathetic. She's so immature. And then I say, the whole fabric of society gets on my nerves.
Wow! Literally.
Just everything. And then my example of this